Success Systems presents an opportunity to change your life, starring you and your dreams. What do you want from life? Nothing is impossible. You have the power of choice because the doctor is in to write a prescription to cure what ails you. And now, here he is to make a house call for you, Raphael the Doctor Love.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, this is Raphael Love, a.k.a. The Doctor, and today I'd like to thank you for your time and your paying attention to this wonderful podcast. Today we're going to talk about a subject that really comes into play for a lot of people, though they don't realize it, and that is the topic of gratitude. I've often asked the question to a lot of people, can you be grateful when things don't quite go your way? Can you be grateful when something negative or something bad happens? Can you be grateful when something good happens? Or does it always have to be good for you to really feel gratitude or feel grateful or feel that feeling of, I am so thankful for all the things that are going on? A lot of people have difficulty with that because their only focus is the socialization that has taken place in a lot of situations. A lot of, you know, when you grew up, you were complimented on things that you did good and you were scolded on things that you didn't do right or things that you did wrong or bad. And with that programming being repeated over and over and over again, you have a tendency to just focus on when good things happen. The problem that causes, though, is in the long run, there's good inside of bad things that happen. And for some people, it is so hard for them to grasp that concept. I mean, you think about it. You see something bad happen, a car accident, somebody dies, or, you know, somebody gets their knee blown out on nationwide football, you know, or something. That's a bad thing. That's a very bad thing. But there are good things that come from it. And a lot of people don't really practice that ability of just seeing the good inside of the bad. And I'm going to use Adrian Peterson as an example. Adrian Peterson had a severe knee injury a couple seasons ago. And everybody said, oh, that is so bad. He's done. His career is over. But Adrian didn't look at it that way. Adrian wanted to not only get back from the injury to be able to play, to be able to walk, to be able to run, to be able to perform in his chosen profession, which is nationwide NFL football. He wanted to excel as he did before he had the injury. And the good thing that came out of that was he did it. He rehabbed his injury. He got back, started, and led the league almost in yardage gained from line of scrimmage for running back. In the moment that it happens, yes, if you focus on just the incident itself, yeah, I could see how a lot of people can, you know, get caught up in that being a bad circumstance or a bad situation. However, if you look at the possibilities that could come from that, and I'm not diminishing the unfortunate circumstances that happen, especially when there's a loss of life or something along that line, but you have situations where there's a bad car accident. It is bad for the individuals who suffered any kind of pain whatsoever. I completely get that. However, it's a good thing for those people who provide services to those individuals. It's a good thing for the people who receive those services, because if the bad thing just happened or the accident just happened and no one helped because they were in shock, that person may not recover. That person may lose their life because they didn't receive the good thing that happened in the middle of that circumstance. How many situations are you faced with that aren't not as bad as a car accident per se, but things that you are faced with that are beyond your control that you don't like when they happen, that you let stress build up inside of you, that you realize, wait, I can't do anything about this, but it's happening anyway. How do you let that go? How do you turn that around and say, I'm just going to make sure that I focus on what I can control? Well, it's a three-step process. One is getting to that place where you realize you don't have the control. That's the first thing. That's realization, where you just kind of say, you know, I'm not in control of this situation, and I can't make someone or something do something that they don't want to do. I've been there before, and I realized coming out of that, that once I made that wonderful distinction, the stress in my life really started to go down. There's been many circumstances and situations where I really wished a person would do differently than they've been doing. Even those people that I love, that you want the best for them, but you can't want it more than they do. So once you make that realization, you covered step one, and you realize that I can't control that, so I have to make sure that I maintain control over what I do have control over. That kind of sounded redundant, but I'm going to go with it. And what I have control over is what I think, how I feel, and how I'm going to react. A negative circumstance happens all the time. It could be considered bad, real bad, ugly, whatever. Like an argument. You get into an argument with somebody that you care about, or a disagreement. You can react and, you know, go back at them and fuss and argue and bicker. Or you can just say, I don't have control over what that person thinks. I'm just going to express how I feel, what I think, and then I'm going to let it go. When you do that, after you realize step one and you do step two, step three comes really easy. What is the, asking yourself the question, what is the good that is happening right now? In that circumstance of asking yourself, what is the good that is happening right now? You would be amazed. You will be if you try it, on how many good things you could see in a circumstance that will immediately make you smile. Now, there are a lot of times when you're in a heated argument or discussion, smiling isn't the best thing to have happen. Not at all, because that other person has a tendency to think that you're making fun of them or you're laughing at them, but that's not the case. What it is the fact that you realize that there's good that's taking place. Even in the middle of an argument, there's communication, there's interaction, there's, even though it may be heated and over the top a little bit, there's a lot of things going on that you can legitimately build the relationship from. And if you take those things and you just make note of them, call them out, remind yourself of those things, there are no limits to what's possible. So in closing, being grateful for the good and the bad can really improve your life experience. It's really up to you. What you do, what you think, and what you say are all based on your perception of what's good and what's bad, and at times, where it's coming from. Take these thoughts and just think about them for a little bit. Give it a chance to open some new doors for you, because you never know who you may be a blessing to. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Dr. Love Show. And if you would like more of the doctor, you can find him in iTunes and now at thedrloveshow.com. Be sure to provide feedback and let him know what you want to hear more about. He does this show for you. So if you like it, text a friend. And if you don't, let him know so he can fix it up. Here's to achieving all your dreams. The doctor is out.